Vice Chairman, thanks to renewed peace and the national reconciliation policies established by the head of the state, His Excellency Mr. Alassane Ouattara, over 90% of Ivorian refugees have come back to Côte d'Ivoire. Over 274,000 persons out of a total of over 300,000, thanks to cooperation and support from the UNHCR. Thus, I would like, on behalf of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Mr. Alassane Ouattara, and the government of Côte d'Ivoire, I should like to welcome the official announcement of the general cessation of the status of Ivorian refugees by Mr. Filippo Grandi during the 72nd session, and thank him most sincerely for his constant concern and great availability. We are pleased by the decision of the High Commissioner to go to Côte d'Ivoire in the next few months. Ladies and gentlemen, in light of this decision, on the 6th and 7th of September in Abidjan, a regional meeting was held on a roadmap for sustainable solutions to Ivorian refugees' situations. Here, I should like to express the gratitude of our government to brotherly fraternal countries of the subregion, i.e. Ghana, Guinea, Liberia, Mali, Mauritania, and Togo, for having signed with the Côte d'Ivoire a joint declaration and having made recommendations to ensure that this status of Ivorian refugees will become effective on the 30th of June, 2022. I should also like to assure you that the Côte d'Ivoire, as far as it is concerned, will spare no effort in implementing these recommendations, together with civil status documents and identity documents to Ivorian refugees who have opted for local integration, while reiterating to them that Côte d'Ivoire remains their homeland. They are thus free to come back whenever they wish. Moreover, in combating statelessness, Côte d'Ivoire wishes to continue and strengthen its cooperation with UNHCR. Moreover, my country has undertaken a number of reforms in terms of civil status and has even this year set up effective commissions for eligibility to the status of stateless persons. These commissions will certainly contribute to more effectively combating statelessness and assure protection for stateless persons. Distinguished Vice Chairman, despite the difficulties of COVID-19, Côte d'Ivoire is faithful to its tradition of hospitality and continues to welcome on its territory refugees of various nationalities to whom it offers, in cooperation with UNHCR, aid, assistance, and protection. This is the appropriate place to reaffirm the solidarity of the Ivorian people to its brotherly peoples in the Sahel who have been victims of terrorist attacks, thus leading to forced displacements of populations to the south. Thus, up to date, over 5,000 nationals from Burkina Faso have found refuge in the northeast of our country. I would like in this connection to call on international solidarity to allow the Côte d'Ivoire and the UNHCR to efficiently meet the needs of these vulnerable populations. Distinguished Vice Chairman, I should like to complete my statement by restating that Côte d'Ivoire intends throughout this 72nd session of the Executive Committee to reiterate its commitment to multilateralism and solidarity to effectively combat the humanitarian challenges that have been worsened by the COVID-19 health crisis, which continues to shake the world. Thank you very much.